you till all got smoke. I kept the promise till the vow got broke. I had to drink from the laughing cup. Stood on the banks till the river rose up. I saw the bride in her wedding gown. I was in the house when the house burned.
Ladies and germs, I'm Jick, and it's a Monday night, and it's time for the Jick and Skullhead Show, which somehow, the first time in many moons, actually includes Jick and Mr. Skullhead.
Yes, and for the first time in many a while, it includes them both in the same room.
That's true.
So you get all of the game knowledge and wise observations of Jick, and all of the lovable cluelessness and rants about unrelated topics from Mr. Skullhead.
Yeah. There's been nothing going on in the game, so I have a feeling that this is mostly just going to be us bullshitting about random stuff.
Somebody asked us if we've seen Indiana Jones.
Somebody did ask us if we've seen Indiana Jones. I don't know how much we can talk about it without Zomgie spoilzoring Riff.
Right.
Who has not seen it. Now he's putting his hands over his ears and shrieking.
Which is not at all off-putting and freaky.
I got back from the road trip on yesterday, and I'm still a little zonked. A little zoned.
To clit.
I was taking out one letter every time.
Oh, I see.
But, I forgot to kneel before Zod. Was the problem. And Scully's in town, been various places. We've been working hard to bring you kids the content-rich and enjoyable June item of the month.
Which is well past the planning stages and into the contentifying stages. So we'll keep producing content until we're content with the content.
Yep. And hopefully we'll get it done before Zlayania has to make the arrangements for the con tent.
Right.
We're not going to have a tent at this con. I might be pitching a tent, and you might be pitching a tent too once you see the lineup of this year's concert. Although I think everybody's already seen the lineup of this year's concert.
Did that get posted?
I don't know, actually. But it's, I'll give you a hint, kids. It's identical to last year. although, I guess there's, yeah, NekroGoblicon is staying home this year. So, we'll have to get all of our screaming about goblins from some other venue.
I think we should just hire a homeless man to scream about goblins in front of the venue.
Yeah. We could hire a homeless man to scream in front of the circus, but Jim Morrison's been dead for too long. Yeah, that's right. I said it. Chunk Tug said, you should make it so you can't eat black pudding without on-hand meat, because how can you have any pudding if you don't have meat? Or how can you eat your pudding if you don't have your meat, he said.
That's pretty clever.
Fucking it up the way that I did. Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, so Indiana Jones was... I had the same experience that that you did, Scully. I think right before I saw it, Amplitude sent me a message saying that Indiana Jones' most horrible fucking thing I've ever seen is awful, is a train wreck, is a complete waste of time. And I'm like, ah, darn it. And then I went to see it, and I'm like, eh, that was pretty good.
Yeah, and I got that from Zelania, that she seemed to be confirming my fear that it was just going to be embarrassing. And yet... I really don't have any serious quarrels with it. It may have lacked a little luster in comparison with the original three, but certainly not guilty of anything more than just sequel fatigue. I think that I read a review that said this is a fun movie, but after, say, The Mummy and all of the movies since Indiana Jones that have pretty much stolen all of the things that Indiana Jones does, it's not really new anymore. So, yeah, like, the guy breaking into tomb, finding artifact, spooky shit happening, isn't the novelty it once was. But I still think... I thought it was great. I mean, not fantastic, but pretty solidly great, and good to see Harrison Ford cracking wise again.
Yeah.
Although the Cate Blanchett did have the worst Russian accent I've ever heard. I actually
she was like Ukrainian, I think.
Yeah, but in the beginning of it, though, I thought that it would eventually be revealed that she was British and was speaking with a Russian accent to kind of throw off the people she was working with or something, because she would say, like, you need to go over there and then get the idol. You know, and it was maybe not that broad, but it was a little off-putting.
I don't know. It was, you know, like, the refrigerator thing, that's just some bullshit. That didn't
happen. Yeah, I wasn't fond of that, but...
And the swinging on vines thing was kind of ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Shia LaBeouf, totally acceptable. I like him. I don't have a problem with him the way that you do in other movies.
See, I liked him in Constantine, and then in Transformers, he showed up playing the same character, only with that character trait enhanced, you know? So, in Constantine, you're like, John, you told me to move the car, John. If you had told me you were going to drop a mirror on it, John, I would have moved the car a little farther, John. That was kind of funny. But, you know, Transformers, Optimus, what are you doing, Optimus? You should be going outside, Optimus, because outside is where you should be going, Optimus. You should go outside, Optimus. You should go.
Yeah, I don't know. Transformers was just mediocre throughout, so I can't point to any specific things that I dislike about it. Kind of excited about Hellboy 2.
Yeah,
kind of really excited about Hellboy 2. Yeah, and my wife hadn't seen it either, but that's something we're gonna fix soon.
I liked the first one, except that I wish movies of that type didn't have to end with just a giant CGI scene that lasts about 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah. I don't even remember how it ended.
The giant demon thing gets summoned, and it's a giant CGI thing. And, you know, it's kind of like the end of the new Indiana Jones or the end of Transformers. It's just every, like, blockbuster, fantasy, comic book, whatever, has to end with 20 minutes of just purely computer-generated imagery, and that just kind of shuts me down.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it's a Sure. It's not like, oh, Hellboy's battling a demon from beyond time. It's, oh, it's like the end of Final Fantasy VII.
I see.
Doesn't do much for me. But I did really like Hellboy up until the last 10 minutes, and I think the sequel has a chance to be even better.
Anything with Jeffrey Tambor in it is good as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I like Ron Perlman.
Yeah. Are you a fan of Jeffrey Tambor? Are you a member of his tambourines?
Yes. Yes, I am. But I'm a new recruit. I'm a green tambourine.
Right. What? Guillermo del Toro is directing that again.
Yeah,
did he direct the first one.
Yeah.
So, it is kind of funny that all the ads are like, now directed by the dude who directed Pan's Labyrinth, which I guess wasn't true when the first one came out.
Right.
I guess, like, now directed by the same dude as before, who has since then directed Pan's Labyrinth, isn't concise enough.
Right. Did he do something else in between? Was he I think it was from the director of Pan's Labyrinth and...
The Orphanage? Wow, he's a scary-looking dude.
Is he? What does he look like?
Kind of big fat guy.
Oh, does he look like Peter Jackson?
The Orphanage. Yeah, that was the other one.
Huh.
No.
Producer. Director.
That was Benicio del Toro. I'm not sure if they're related.
Blade 2? Ooh, he directed Mimic. That
isn't it weird, the synchronicity that, you know, I went 10 years without talking about Mimic and now it comes up twice in a day.
Yeah. Very strange. Very strange indeed.
There's a Hellboy game coming out called The Science of Evil.
Huh. I wonder if the Beastie Boys will write the soundtrack, The Sounds of the Science of Evil.
I think that would make a better, like, instructional textbook than a video game, though. I would buy The Science of Evil if it were some book that showed you how to build death rays and whatnot.
Or The Evil of Science, published by Church.
And Jerry Falwell. Posthumously.
Yeah.
Zombie Jerry Falwell.
Rowden says, suggest that the quest to permanently unlock Bad Moon should be to follow a black cat under a ladder with a shaker of salt on top that falls off and breaks a mirror. Yep. And you also stepped on a crack, so your mom can't even help you.
Right.
A crack with a spider in it. Are you not supposed to kill spiders? Is it bad luck to kill spiders?
I think it's bad luck.
Oh, when you kill spiders, it makes it rain.
I think it's bad luck to try and kill a spider and fail, because then you have a pissed off spider.
Right, right, that's true. Rowden says, your last show didn't just have buzz, it sounded like it was powered by a Jacob's ladder. Yeah, that was fucked up, man.
Yeah.
We did the show from the car. we didn't want to stop for the night, because it was too early, so we just found an exit with a Super 8 that had free wireless, and so we pulled into the parking lot of the Super 8, but I had to have the laptop powered by this, like, little, like, inverter thing that you can plug a, you know, normal electric thing into a cigarette lighter.
Right.
And every time it was plugged in, there was just this absurd buzz coming through the...
Yeah,
it was somebody did a remastered version of the MP3 after I uploaded it. I need to probably, you know, make sure that that's actually there, and then replace the version on the archive with that.
So most of our shows are powered by the movie Jacob's Ladder.
Yeah, yeah. Tim Robbins, Vietnam vet.
Right.
I don't think I ever saw it, and I don't know.
No.
Hallucinating about stuff. Dr. Ritt. Silent Hill is based on Jacob's Ladder. Oh, I see. I never played any Silent Hill games. I tried to play Silent Hill for The Room, but I kept getting killed by the first dog.
Hmm.
And I'm supposed to play Silent Hill 2. Okay, I'll play that. Dr. Risen says, the Banana Frosted King Cake has no in-game plural. I believe that has been fixed, along with all the other fucked up plurals and whatnots. That was a very... the game was live... on that Sneaky Pete's Day when I put in the new St. Sneaky Pete's Day reward and stuff. That was also done from the car at the Super 8. And,
I must have missed that on my calendar.
Yeah, it was in the... Damn it. It was in the wiki.
My KOL calendar kits, the next generation of which will be available sometime in July.
You're the one who edited the wiki item that said that it was coming up. I would have just forgotten about it completely. But, yeah, I think it worked.
I guess my other personality is a lot more on top of things than I am. Oh, yeah, look at that. Next up is St. Sneaky Pete's Day.
Yep. let's see. Frank and Bean says, can boxes of sunshine be logged in messages like candy hearts? That might actually be wise. The boxes of sunshine predated the sort of whole curse item thing that lets people... And what's funny is that, given the horrible unpopularity of the first curse item, they really are almost all positive things, and so they're not really curses anymore.
Yeah.
You know.
Were you saying that that's pretty much due to the response to the first curse item?
It just happened that way. I don't know that we were planning on doing a whole bunch of stuff where people could do nasty things to each other. Mm. Unless it was, you know, part of the opt-in PvP stuff.
I like the way that the Spin Source Grimoire does that, where you can do quote-unquote nasty things to people, but they're not anything that's going to really break anybody's stride.
Yeah, I did quote-unquote nasty things to your mom.
Hmm.
I didn't, really. I don't even know where your mom is now.
She's in Tennessee.
We did not drive through Tennessee.
Or Georgia.
Tennessee. We did drive through Georgia. So maybe I did do quote-unquote nasty things to your mom.
Hmm. Did you have to call her Miss Jackson?
Did you
nasty? And then did you have to apologize to her?
Yeah.
To continue stringing references together?
Yeah, yeah.
Ashelon points out that some of the older holidays notifications don't have links to their witty backstory paragraphs. They all do have such paragraphs, but I don't think we've entered any of them into the documentation.
That's something that probably ought to happen. I just never think of it until a holiday comes up. Witty backstory paragraphs. That's the name of my new band. The Witty Backstory Paragraphs.
That sounds like one of those bands that would have song titles that were just ridiculously long quotes that have nothing to do with the songs.
Mm. The Tristero says, could the different flavored frosted king cakes be put into a zap group? No. No. The older St. Sneaky Pete's Day stuff are not in a zap group. And all that. Glebe says, I just saw the new Indiana Jones movie. In my opinion, it had too many psychic communists, zombies, and aliens. And hey, Jake, the Super Mario Brothers 3 and Legend of Zelda Warp Whistle are the same sound. Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. I don't see how a movie can have too many psychic communist zombies and or aliens. There are actually no zombies in there.
Yeah, I didn't think there were any zombies in.
Those guys were actually alive.
Yeah. I was afraid that there were going to be zombies, but then they pretty much explained that they weren't zombies. Psychic communist, I don't know.
I wasn't a big fan of her character, but she served the purpose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, aliens, whatever. Like, and I don't know that I consider aliens any more far-fetched than, like, oh, hey, turns out the Bible was for real, you know. it's kind of same deal.
You know what's been killing me about the current press about the new Indiana Jones movie is just people dissing Temple of Doom.
Yeah, I never started with like, until I started reading stuff about this that Temple of Doom was a bad movie.
I saw one person said, you know, well, hopefully it won't be as bad as Temple of Doom, and then everything I read said, so you've seen the first three indie movies, which are one good movie, one terrible movie, and one movie that was essentially the first one all over again. It's like, God, that's the kind of writing that drives me insane, and yet I seek it out. You know, like everything the Onion AV Club writes just fills me with delicious rage.
Yeah.
But, Temple of Doom is... it's probably my second favorite of the trilogy, actually. I like it better than Last Crusade.
I mean, I would have probably told... like, definitely as a kid, it was my favorite. Because it was by far the most, like, fantasy one, you know? Like, it was like... sweet secret passages that you get by squeezing boobs.
Right.
And how much better can you get than a secret passage that opens when you squeeze boobs. Like, just that.
Yeah.
And the mine cars, you know, like, that kind of action is just totally all right, you know? Mm-hmm. Like,
I mean, I understand that Willy is an incredibly annoying character. And that, but I don't think that breaks the movie.
And I didn't think
she's kind of supposed to be an annoying character.
And I didn't think that Short Round was annoying at all.
Right.
And they were like, yeah, one horribly annoying sidekick wasn't enough, so they gave him two. Like,
no, Short Round's funny.
Yeah. Like,
he's equally as funny in Goonies, where he plays the same character.
I mean, I especially like the part where, you know, the thuggy priest was chasing Indy across the bridge, and Short Round was all slick shoes.
Yeah,
and he sprays oil on the bridge. Yeah, I experienced the same thing when I started reading stuff about this. Like, I feel like in a lot of ways, like, Raiders of the Lost Ark was kind of just a good movie, and so any sequels to it were gonna suffer in some way, mm-hmm. right? But The Last Crusade, I felt like they brought it to a close on a really high note.
Yeah.
The Last Crusade was the only one that I saw in the theater, I think. Mm-hmm. I had only seen the others. And I didn't really see Raiders of the Lost Ark until I was an adult.
Yeah.
Like, I remember parts of it.
Yeah, I saw the terrifying final scene when I was young enough to be terrified by it.
Jesus. I remember one of my dad's friends saying that she was going to put a hex on me and that my face would melt like the guy at the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
I kind of wish that it were possible for to just kind of freeze that character in time and just make it so they could make, say, 20 of those. Because that's the way that I judge the movies in that series. Like, he's having all kinds of adventures. Some of them are going to have different tones than others do. And
right.
Like, I wouldn't compare Temple of Doom to Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah.
Because they're different chapters of the ongoing story.
Yeah. I was worried after the first, like, 10 minutes of the new one that it was just going to be nonstop, wow, I'm really fucking old. Wow, I'm really fucking old.
Right.
You know, but it didn't.
I do think they had to get that out of the way.
Yeah. But I'm glad that it yeah. stopped pretty much as soon as it did.
I'm also glad that even though Lucas was on board, there wasn't, like, every 5 minutes some nod to a previous movie. Like, he doesn't see a swordsman and shoot him.
Right.
And then
there was a
eat a spider.
There was a fucking drag race in the very beginning of the movie, which I'm like, God damn, George Lucas. Find you and kick you in your balls.
The only thing that made me want to smack George Lucas is when Harrison Ford says, I have a bad feeling about this. Like, dude, that's the other franchise, man.
You know what really made me want to kind of kick everyone in the balls was him saying nuclear.
Yeah.
And then
you wouldn't expect Harrison Ford even to say that.
Yeah, much less the character. I mean, he's a fucking college professor. Like, and sure, he's no nuclear physicist, but like,
it is a little like hearing James Earl Jones say a whole nother, you know.
All right. Although I say a whole nother right the time, like, but
you're okay. Every bit. The orator that James Earl Jones.
Well, okay.
Never forget that time you appeared to me in the clouds and you're all skullhead. Remember who you are. Oh, interesting side note. One of the crypt warriors in the new Indiana Jones, I thought I recognized, and looking at it, yeah, he's the like martial arts sidekick in Ninja Turtles 2.
Huh. I don't
like
know that I ever
the
saw
pizza
Ninja
delivery
Turtles.
Boy that kicks all kinds of ass. Those were all on this weekend. They played the brand new CGI ones. I watched like half of, and then three, one, and then like the color purple or something, just to fuck with me.
I could be wrong about this. I could have just misheard it. I thought that at one point Indiana Jones also says library.
No, he doesn't.
But if nobody else heard that, you heard nuclear, right? Like mm-hmm. that. Okay. It is entirely possible that I just heard it wrong, and I was so angry about the nuclear thing, and I'm like, he did not just fucking say library. Because I know for a fact a motherfucker knows the word library. You know? The Boyd says, why is it that when losing to a barrel mimic, the barrel still gets smashed? Well, it feels really bad about beating you up, and so it commits suicide.
Yeah.
Let's see. Inferno Hero says, why are the pygmy headhunters' sleeves aligned? I just don't understand it in a narrative sense, because, I mean, unless they're headhunters. Riff, was there any reason the pygmy headhunters were sleeves aligned? Just because they're businessy?
Yeah, it's just because they're businessy type of headhunters.
They're sleazy. They're sketchy. Yeah. Let's see. On another note, what about a hat that made the Mad Hat Rat kind of like an NPZR or a Kokobo, or at least a heal / D-level / attack / give you meat, or a combination of the above? You know, there might be a hat that does something like that someday. Since we sort of codified the behaviors of different hats on the hat rack, it wasn't really possible, given the little tiny language that I developed to describe those things, for something to do all of those things. I mean, we could say, oh, you know, this one acts as a NPZR Kokobo hat rack, and
right,
just call it that, and then hand code it, but... Inferno Hero says, when I have a Shagadelic disco banjo equipped, how come the first disco dance does more damage than the second one? I'm not positive that that's the truth. If you have actually gathered some data that suggests that that's the case, then there might be a bug going on. Mecha says, any chance Asymmetric will make a blog so curious peoples can have updates on your goings and KOL-related stuff more often than just on the radio shows? Radio shows are pretty often.
Right.
You know, I think about it every once in a while, and then I think, no, you know.
You don't think we should have a slumbering lungfish to our...
If we were doing more stuff, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we could fire the blog on Asymmetric back up, you know, but we're only really doing this, and everything that we do, you know, we either talk about... Like, the thing is, sometimes I find myself, like, wanting to discuss stuff that I'm working on that I don't necessarily want to tell the player base about, just because I don't want them fucking complaining about everything ahead of time. You know?
Right.
Like... Because, you know, the like, specific stuff that I'm working on, that I want to work on in the future, like, you guys can't ruin it for me if you just don't know what it is.
We've said that for a long time, but we've never really gone through with the not talking about it in advance.
Yeah, I mean, I brought up Robopolis just because we didn't have anything else to talk about on that particular radio show, so we decided we'd get people discussing that.
Disgusting that?
That's what I said.
At the library?
Yeah. No, I said that on purpose, actually.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was funny, but it wasn't. Mm-hmm. And you made fun of me. Let's see. Enemy Lasagna says, will meat from yesterday ever do anything? Isn't there a meat paste recipe with it?
Yeah.
Disky says, hey, any chance that Dr. Awkward's initial attack could leave you with a few HP instead of totally drained? I mean, I don't think Dr. Awkward's initial attack totally kills you, does it? Does it? I forget how that fight works. Oh, when you... It's not an attack. Like, the first time you encounter him. Okay, yeah. Yeah. Enemy Lasagna says, will the names Minor Ray of Something and Cone of Whatever ever make an appearance in the game again? I don't know. You know, maybe some spellcasting... Monster. What's the matter with me?
Monster.
I was trying not to say mob, yeah, and then that was exactly what happened there. Maybe some spellcasting mob will cast a cone of angry bees at you or whatever. Although I don't think angry bees were in there. And also, he says, hey guys, whatever happened to the idea of letting familiars who have equipped the pumpkin bucket during Halloween get a little treat? I tried to reorganize that sentence midway through, and it didn't work. You know, it's one of those things where it's like, oh yeah, that's a good idea. We should, you know, just do that eventually.
Right.
One day when we don't have anything else to do.
It's just things get way backburnered when they're upgrades to old Mr. Store items.
Yeah. Yeah. Southwest says, I know it's been suggested before, but could you make long, skinny balloons multi-usable? I do so enjoy having my hands full of long, rubbery... Okay, this isn't going anywhere. Yeah, no, I would like to do that because the meat paste for those don't really make any sense in my mind. Not that any meat paste recipes really make any sense, but the thing is, if we did the balloons now, we would definitely do it that way, because Scully's flash of inspiration on how the palm frond should work was
Oh, was that where that started?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, no, which was just very that is very much a good way of doing something like that that I hadn't thought of. Disky says, how come Dr. Awkward, Lord Spooky Raven, and the Ancient Protector Spectre don't have mind control device drops? Well, because there were... I think we filled up every slot for mind control device drops. And, yeah, you know, it's just another one of those things. We probably meant to if you had said to me, hey, Jake, you think it's a good idea to give them those special drops like that? I would have said, hell yeah, I think it's a good idea to give them those special drops. But then, you know, stuff always gets excised when we actually have to release something. So.
Yeah.
It did. Noah Nam says, you should check out twine.com. I don't know what twine.com is, so I guess I should check it out. It's probably a shut down your computer. Some sort of social.
I just wanted to buy some freaking twine. Wow, finally a site that will help you organize, share, and discover information about your interests with networks of like-minded people.
Oh, good.
It's about time the internet came up with something like that.
Yeah. I wish that somebody would make a website like MySpace that worked, you know, and didn't completely suck ass and was actually, you know, you could actually find people on it by searching for them.
Right.
And,
well, Facebook has the advantage there of actually being able to find people. And since they display your goddamned name instead of something that you can change at whim, you can actually tell who is who on Facebook once you've signed them up.
I see.
But then Facebook has the... just the STDs that circulate where... 18 people want you to become a vampire. Hey, wouldn't it be awesome if you were a vampire? Do you want all of your friends to become vampires too? Send them this message. And just this kind of clearing house for virtual pubic lice.
I see.
Other than that, it's great.
Virtual pubic lice. That was like the least popular Maxis game. Sim crabs. How would that work? It was like you're a colony of crabs and you have to not only, like, manage the sort of pubic real estate and, you know, not irritate the person so much that they go to the doctor.
Right.
Or whatever. But still, like, sort of figure out ways to get them to want to have sex with other people.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, normal people don't want to have sex with other people. And you have to find some way to, you know, encourage that behavior.
It would be tricky.
Yeah.
No one's denying that.
Ashlyn says, a few weeks ago I tried to use a shrinking powder on the man and it got blown away and failed to be used. Semi-recent change? Hobopolis preparation change? Yeah, and I kind of messed up. I had on my to-do list, make shrinking powder not work against bosses, and I was like, oh yeah, okay. And I think I'm the one who wrote that item on the to-do list, but I still just did it wrong when I went in. I'm like, oh okay, yeah, shrinking powder shouldn't work against bosses. But then I'm like, wait a minute, I think I meant only the bosses in Hobopolis, because we conceived of it as an item that would be particularly useful against bosses. So, yeah, that was fucked up, and fixed. Darcel says, I can't summon mayflies when I have 0 MP. Fix, please. Yeah, I'm aware of that bug, and I just need to fix it. Noah Nam says, what is your official taking a shit song?
I don't think I have a taking a shit song.
Like a particular song that gets stuck in your head every time you take a shit, maybe?
Hmm.
I don't have one of those either.
Yeah, I don't really sing on the toilet. It's one of the few places I don't sing.
Yeah. I,
on the rare occasions that I'm taking a poop while I'm showering, then I'll sing.
And it doesn't happen very often. I mean, he sits on the toilet and just twist the shower head so that it's spraying on him while he's not actually crapping in the shower.
Yeah, don't try that at home.
Yeah.
People are asking all kinds of money questions. We don't answer money questions because we're not about the money. We're about the music. Huh. So that item that Noanamg is linking...
What?
Item number 2684. The armed gun?
Yeah, that was something that got database. Put in, but we never... it never actually got put in as a drop.
It looks like it would come from
the Burly
airship.
Yeah. That's where
it
would go, yeah. I think I wasn't happy with the description, and so I didn't put it in, and then it just never got dealt with.
Right. Oh, Naked Juice says, a taking a shit song is a song you throw on if, as a DJ, you have to leave your radio station and be back in a while.
I see.
So you need, like, 10 minutes to take a shit.
That Mars Volta... what's the name of that long song of theirs?
As a Meatloaf fan, I have many, many options available to me.
Also, Alice's Restaurant is always good.
American Pie.
You never think of American Pie as being all that long, but it is.
Yeah.
Inferno Hero says, how does something vanish in a puff of ectoplasm? How does ectoplasm puff? Well, very carefully. And on a side note, did anybody see that ghost? It ectoplasmed everywhere. I love South Park. Did you see the South Park where they run out of internet?
No.
They go out California way to try and find some internet, because they hear they still got some internet out California way.
Is South Park still funny? Because I haven't watched it since, like, the first season.
It's funny sometimes. It's a different thing than it used to be, you know?
Are they still doing the... take what was in the news this week and quickly slap together a show around it?
Yeah, basically. And then there's always one moment that just goes way beyond good taste.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And, you know, it's I'll watch it if it's on, but I don't go out of my way to watch it, really, anymore. Let's see. Where was I? In those questions. The Rum says, Jick, where's that live solo performance of Fleetwood Mac's Big Love you sometimes play from? It's from the internet. I don't actually know. I don't know what album it's on. It's like Fleetwood Mac live album. I don't know, man. Maybe it might just be Fleetwood Mac live. I don't know. I know it's from a Fleetwood Mac live. Let's see. Big Love does not appear to be on the track list for that album. Yeah, I have no idea, man. It's, I got it from an MP3 download place that I'm not going to specify. Because if anybody finds out about it, it'll get popular and get shut down. Shamro Gore says, why do you guys hate Dark Side of the Moon so much? I don't particularly hate Dark Side of the Moon.
No, I don't hate watching grass grow or watching paint dry. I just, those are activities I tend to avoid.
I mean, that album is not that bad.
It's not bad. It's just
it's less boring than Coldplay.
Boring. See, I don't think so. Not that I'm a huge Coldplay fan, but I could probably listen to a Coldplay album. Dark Side of the Moon, I think I've, outside of the singles, I've only listened to maybe 2 minutes of it.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's just the guitar kind of droning on and on and on, and it's like, is this song going to start at some point? And then it doesn't, and then I just quit.
Yeah, but man, what do you do? You get super high, you put on The Wizard of Oz, the third time the lion roars, you press play on Dark Side of the Moon, man.
Totally.
And then you just keep getting higher and higher until you think that something interesting is going on.
Right. Now, that one time that I was super high and played the Meat Puppets Forbidden Places along with the Greek mythology part of Fantasia, there was some eerie shit.
Yep.
Like they said, storm clouds on the horizon right when it started to rain. It's crazy.
Tiny Plastic Dyke Eri says, there's something weird going... buggy even. It seems that when I consume one item, it is doubled. Also, when I buy an item in the mall, it is doubled in my inventory. That sounds like a KOL Mafia bug that I've heard about happening to certain people, and probably not a real bug. Inferno Hero says, what about a counter to see how many power naps at your campground you have? I mean, you at max, you'll get 3 in a day. I don't, you know, you can always tell if you have some left or not. So, you know, basically, here's what you do. You go to your campsite. If you don't see a 1 next to rest, then you have at least 1 power nap left.
Right.
If you remember resting at least once earlier in the day, then you don't have 3. That's it. Inferno Hero says, it'd be funny if chat mods couldn't control the band length, and the actual band length was randomly selected between 1 minute and 28 hours. Oh, that is how it works. It looks like there's a system, but really it's just picking them all at random. And when you bleat someone, is it possible to ignore their wangs as well?
If only.
I don't know that all curse items... It probably should be the case that the curse item script just doesn't let you use items against people who have you ignored. Because that way, no matter what anybody ever complains about with any item that we add that you can use on other people, we can always just say, ignore them.
So, this whole KOLsales.com thing...
You know, it's just one of those things, like, they're not really doing anything that's in violation of the policies, so we're not, like... Well, but that's... But believe me, that scrutiny has been drawn there, and you know, he's... Yeah. No, I mean, he's very... He's been very careful to keep everything above board. And so, it's just, you know, it's, I don't like it, but I don't think that I can, in good conscience, just do anything about it, because we always said, like, look, just don't do this. We don't have anything to do with this, you know?
Yeah.
Because I don't want to turn us into the virtual currency trade police.
Right.
Know? And it's like...
Yeah, all I would say about it is that it's annoying to see stuff like that.
It is, yeah. That's,
but, you know... If you really cared about us, you'd think about how that makes us feel.
If you... It does mean that we are still big league as an MMO, I guess, you know? Medium league. Not little league, I guess, is really what I'm saying. Way beyond peewee league. More of a powder puff kind of thing.
Right.
But like a professional powder puff.
So, XmoodX asks if we could not make the June item of the month a familiar. I think XmoodX is getting tired of items of the month tending to stick to the same theme.
Yeah. I don't know why that would bother someone. I guess I...
Well, like when we put in the new Sneaky Pete's item and somebody went... Oh joy, it's another adventure till you get this item, then adventure till you get the new item. That's exciting. It's like, sorry, you douchebag.
I mean, you know, every other holiday is just pretty much exactly the same every time it happens, so, you know.
Yeah.
And we do, every once in a while, change that up to some extent, you know. Although I guess it really kind of has all just been like this the whole time, mm-hmm. since the bottle opener thing. Of the Hill People says, Dear Chicken Scully, as you know, Con is coming up, and it's going to be awesome. Any tips for the noobs to Con, like myself? Drink plenty of water. And if you're over 21, drink plenty of beer.
If you have sex, use a condom.
Right.
If you don't have any condoms, you can always ask Booze or Bear.
Huh. Does he always have a lot of condoms?
He has SSW branded condoms.
Really?
Yeah. Not branded condoms, but branded wrappers. You know, once you brand a condom, it's pretty much not going to work anymore.
Yeah, and especially if you do it while you're wearing it, because it's not going to work anymore, and neither are you.
Yeah,
it's not going to work on so many levels. How does that work? Can you just buy custom condom wrappers with...
I think he'd just put stickers on the wrappers.
Oh.
But, yeah. I really have to pee. What's your favorite Going Pee song? Do you want to take an early break and then I won't refill this so we can go for the rest of the show?
Yeah, we can do that. I don't know. I'm gonna go through my what song should I play, guys? I'm just again randomly picking songs out of this one directory of unsorted MP3s, so it's gonna be a lot of the same shit you guys hear all the time. Rodeohead. All right, so that's got like 10 or 12 or 11 or 11 and a half minutes.
Okay.
I don't see you through the windshield. I don't see you in faces looking back at me. Alcohol doesn't have much that matters to say. And imagine where you and time to kill will stay. When the Bible is a bottle, the hardwood floor is home. When morning comes twice a day or not at all. If I break into, will you put me back together? When this puzzle's figured out, will you still be around to say you've just been there? Walk in the line, upside down. Walked and breathed me a cancerous smile. With a bat and eyes too slow to beat the coffin. They won't tell it on the TV. They can't say it on the radio. Hate to move it off the shelf and into our minds till you can't tell the truth when it's right in front of your eyes. When the Bible is a bottle, the hardwood floor is home. When morning comes twice a day or not at all. If I break into, will you put me back together? When this puzzle's figured out, will you still be around to say just been there, walking the line, upside down.
taste it, but it will not dull. You can taste it, but it will not bore. Everything is broken. Everyone is broken.
It's time to continue the show.
Yes, yes.
Did everything come out all right, Mr. Simmons?
I feel a little flushed. I hope that putting this headset around my neck didn't mess with my vocal level at all, but I can't stand the pain of the headset and the glasses fighting with one another.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I switched to these handsome in-ear things made by somebody. Plantronics, I think. They're really awesome. I would never go back to another headset after discovering this headset.
Hmm.
Just sits in your ear, and a little thing to... One of these came with a cell phone that I had, and I've kept getting replacement ones when they would break. They would always break because I would fuck up and sit on them or something, though. It's not like they actually went bad on their own. Severus says, Dear JNS and maybe RXMH, there are skeleton keys. Why no skeleton key lime pies? Well, because this is a fantasy game, so there's going to be a lot of keys.
Right.
And, I understand that skeleton keys are required for the door at the end, so it's, you know, it is in that category, but, nah. Crimbo Mafia says, How long approximately until Clan Dungeon comes out? It depends. I believe that the June item of the month has gotten to the point where it's not a tremendous amount of work for me to do. Hmm. I could be wrong. I mean, I still probably have a couple days worth of work to do on it. But at this point, it is largely waiting for some content to get wrote and coming up with a few more things. But, you know, and my plan is just to do nothing but work on Hobopolis until Hobopolis rolls out. And given that we're kind of okay with rolling out Hobopolis in a sort of beta state where we basically so that I don't just sit and agonize about numbers, I'm tending more towards the pick some numbers and then see what happens when people play through it. So, by mid-June, early to mid-June is still what I'm saying. And I hope that I can make that happen. Inferno Hero says, Are you guys time travelers in increments of 30 minutes? Yeah, we are.
We are?
Yeah. Well, because my first announcement, I was like, we're going to be on in an hour and 45 minutes. I mean, an hour and 15 minutes. Because we traveled in time forward by 30 minutes.
Right.
Remember? Because there was that weird temporal rift that opened over over Riff's desk. Because it read it wrong.
There was this typo that resulted in a temporal rift. Yeah, these glasses are tweaking me out, man.
Did your prescription change between these and the last one?
No, it was the same prescription. I just, either they made them wrong or I'm not used to this shape of lens or something, but perspective keeps doing strange things.
Like the walls keep melting and
hands
are reaching out of the carpet and grabbing you.
More like things look like they're bulging out in the middle and not just you.
Huh.
Since I just complimented Jake on his svelte physique off mic. Or it looks like it's being filmed by one of the guys who directs hip-hop videos. It's a shame, making me slightly sick to my stomach.
I had a set of contacts once, and I hadn't worn contacts in a long time, and I put these contacts in, and it had this weird effect on me where every container looked extra large.
Hmm.
Like, I went to the grocery store, and I was like, where the fuck are the regular-sized cans of soup? I don't want a giant can of soup. I just want a normal can of soup. Then I realized that I was, in fact, looking at cans of soup. And then when I was like, I got up to the front, and I'm like, wow, those are really huge packs of cigarettes that they have. No, they're not. What the fuck is wrong with me? It was not like everything just looked... Because, I mean, it doesn't make any sense for everything to just look bigger, right? Because where would it go? How would you know? Like, your entire field of vision was larger, but it was just like, no, anything that contains things looked very big.
That's when you stopped buying tiny Elvis brand
contacts. Yeah. That was so great. That was just brilliant.
So Inferno Heroes asks, if you have a Mr. A and send it to your multi, is that considered multi-abuse? How about sending a Mr. Store item to it? I wouldn't be inclined to say no.
Yeah.
If you farm enough meat to buy a Mr. Store item and send that meat to your multi, that would probably be considered multi-abuse, so you should probably just go ahead and get the item and then send it.
To some extent. Yeah, I don't know to what extent.
His ways are multifarious and subtle.
And nefarious.
Mm-hmm.
And eki, 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 pate-farious. Ultimate Tree says, are you making something where you can lock effects and then unlock them for later use? No, didn't have any plans to make anything like that. That'd be pretty powerful. And Naked Jew asks if we had any Indiana Jones thoughts, which I believe we've pretty much expounded on in full. Iron Man thoughts? I have not seen Iron Man.
Yeah, that's my thought on Iron Man.
I don't really care about it. I was not planning on seeing it. But I don't know. Maybe I should. Is it supposed to be good? I do not know anything about it at all. I've not seen a single preview. Yeah. I've not.
I've heard it said that it's like
the single best comic book movie ever.
It probably will be so for me because I haven't read any Iron Man comics, so it won't bother me at all if it. Not that it bothers me when movies deviate from comic book stories, but.
Right.
I don't know. I was never as big into Marvel comics as DC. And then, like, the first Spider-Man was a decent movie. The second one was a joke. I didn't bother seeing the third one. Daredevil, Ghost Rider, just Fantastic Four.
Was the Incredibles based on a comic book? Or
it wasn't, but The Incredibles was one of the best comic book movies ever made.
Yeah. It was very good.
I just read, by the way, both of y'all would be interested in this book called One Day I Will Be Invincible. That's kind of a literary attempt to write a comic book. Not illustrated, but it opens with the villain sitting in jail after his third attempt to take over the world by an army of fungus monsters or something. But gets really deep into his head and into the heads of the superheroes who are fighting him and just what it would be like to live in a world that had continuity like comic books do.
Hmm.
So it's like...
And it's novel length?
Yeah. So you get, like, this hero died and then he was brought back to life and then he went bad and then he spent a period where he wore nothing but plaid and just all the weird things that happened to comics over their history actually happened in this universe. And it was really
who wrote it?
Some first-time novelist, but I'm trying to seek out more books like Cory Doctorow's fiction and Warren Ellis's book.
I have still not...
Yeah,
What was Warren Ellis's book?
Crooked Little Vein, I think it was called.
I have not read any Cory Doctorow. I keep meaning to.
Yeah, you should definitely.
I bought a copy of Down and Out in the Magic Kingdom, even though I know I can get it for free on the internet. I just don't like reading on the computer.
Right.
Like I bought it to take on a trip. That Little Brother one, his new one. Yeah, I keep seeing stuff about it on Boing Boing.
That and Eastern Standard Tribe are the only ones I haven't read. Huh. But the short story collection, Overclocked, is really solid. That's what got me into it.
Huh.
And Down and Out in the Magic Kingdom's excellent. Somebody Comes to Town, Somebody Leaves Town is fucking weird, but in a fantastic way.
Huh.
So, yeah, definitely worth reading. So I keep trying to find more people who are writing like that. I'm not sure what like that means, like modern science fiction that's actually kind of realistic. And Warren Ellis's book is basically a noir detective story kind of set in contemporary America with that kind of transmetropolitan tweak everything ever so slightly.
Hmm.
So that it's still plausible, but it's completely ridiculous.
I really need to read the rest of Transmetropolitan. I bought the first, like, four or five collections, and I read the first one, and then I was like, eh. I just didn't pick up the second one, you know?
Mm.
I didn't dislike it at all. It was like, I still remember so much about the ones that I read, just because they were really fucking good.
Yeah.
And that's weird, because I don't tend to remember stuff about comics that I read, right? They don't, like, stick in my head the way...
Normally. Yeah.
I read... The Road, Cormac McCarthy. The Road. It's really fucking good. It was really kind of a depressing book, but it was very well done. It was pretty short. It made me want to read more Cormac McCarthy.
I'm kind of afraid of getting books from the library now that aren't in the genres that I usually enjoy, though.
Yeah.
Because last time I went to the library, I did the thing again where I got a stack of science fiction, fantasy, futuristic stuff, and then thought that I really should get a couple of serious books. So I got a couple of serious books, and then I didn't go back to the library because I hadn't read them,
right.
And I ended up owing the library money.
The I mean, The Road is, you could call it science fiction. It's like a sort of post-apocalyptic survival story.
No shit.
It's, yeah. It is both serious literature and something that you would like,
right.
I think. It's just... Selden says, so what's this about a PvP revamp? Something brand new or a tweak of existing stuff? Also, Zomfaga Wutafububakwa Hobopolis. Yeah. We've been tossing around the idea of real PvP, where it's like, you know, real time, you pick a fight with somebody, and then you attack them using one of your skills, and then they attack you using one of their skills, and I've been talking to Hot Stuff lately about trying to balance that, and whether it's actually plausible, whether it's actually going to work. I am guessing that sometime in the very short term, I will start having Xenophobe do some prototyping for it. I don't know. I got some ideas that I think might be exciting for people, and it's like once it's there, it's just there, right? I mean, like theoretically, adding stuff to the game is automatically adding stuff to PvP after that, right? Because like every piece of gear might be useful in PvP. Every like, you know, it will require a significant number of limitations to be placed on what you can do because, you know, people are just all fucking over the place in power level, and so trying to write rules where people can meaningfully fight across the just huge range of numbers that they have on their characters is going to be basically impossible. So it's sort of like, I don't know, American gladiatorsing it to a certain extent, where it's like, all right, you know, you're both standing in this line, and you can't move left or right. You know, you can only swat each other with these sticks or whatever. Like,
right?
Yeah. But just trying to make it reasonable and also interesting, I think, it might be a challenge. And you know what? Might be a huge failure. It's really in the just thought experiment stage at this point. But
it's one of those projects that every time we talk about it, we tend to spiral out just dozens of great, really time-consuming ideas, and then kind of get paralyzed.
Yeah. I think
custom titles and clan crests were a similar problem, and we did get the titles.
We did finally get titles going. Yeah, the clan crest. I think somebody will have a flash of simplification. See, what always happens is we talk and talk and talk and talk and talk, and then finally, in one of our minds, a sort of distillation of the best of the things that we've talked about that is actually sort of straightforward enough to put into the game,
right,
occurs, but it is sometimes a year later is the problem. So it's like, yeah. Saxon the Hunter, I preferred his brother Zaxxon. Is next month's Familiar of the Month going to be drug related as the Badger and the Pixie were? No. This game does not have any drug references in it.
No, the Badger and the Pixie were entirely not drug-related.
Yeah.
The Badger dropped mushrooms that transported you to another dimension.
Yeah.
And the Pixie enabled you to see the magical world that you can't see without the aid of...
But
of
it's
the
always religion. There. I mean, it's a potion. It's not like a hallucination.
Yeah, it's just... It's the items you get from it are very real.
Yeah. There are no... You know, the bit of cactus, that's not a drug reference.
Just ask San Diego Comic-Con whether our game contains any drug references. Jake is still pissed at me for...
I'm not pissed at
for
you.
For writing...
I'm pissed at
screw this, I'm going to go smoke some herbs into our...
The thing is,
choose your own adventure.
You can't say that I'm still pissed at you about that, because I was never pissed at you about that. I was... Ah, that fucking asshole.
So it's okay, by the way, to say... take herbs and use herbs, but the only herb that you would ever smoke is marijuana, so...
Yeah.
I should have gone with the original draft, which was, screw this, I'm going to go melt this rock in a spoon and then inject it into my arm.
Right. Let's see...
Not that these questions are useful, but I'm amused to see in our list, what channel is the Jick and Skullhead show? How do I go about tuning in? And then Discworldian saying, grab a spot on the radio stream in response to those two questions, but mistyping a private reply to somebody. I like people who ask what channel is it, like, It would be fantastic if the Jake and Skullhead show went out live across the nation on the FM band, but that doesn't happen.
Yeah. Naked Jew says, yes, read Blood Meridian by Cormac McCarthy. It's good. I'm not a squeamish guy, but I could not finish that book. I could not deal with the level of just sort of awful cruelty and violence that was depicted in that book. I could probably deal with it now. I was younger and more idealistic when I tried to read that. I was like, I don't think it's okay to murder children, you know, but now I'm older and I understand, you know what, it is just a-okay to murder children. Like, it's...
Sometimes.
In fact, one might go so far as to say that it is immoral not to murder children.
Right.
In most cases. Yeah, that's true. Discworldian says, has either of you ever read Marvel Zombies? Because if not, I may have to send it to Arizona for you to enjoy. I have not read Marvel Zombies, but I am not nearly familiar enough, I think, with any sort of comic book universe to really appreciate something like that that's like all referential. What's 1601? Oh, like historical fiction with all the Marvel characters? Yeah. I mean, I can see how somebody who's really into a particular, you know, comic universe would like something like that. And, you know, I'm sure that it's really... The thing is, that kind of thing triggers this part of your brain that is really satisfying when it gets triggered, right? And so people will read something like that and think, wow, that is fucking awesome, you know? Like, the last five minutes of the movies that brings it all together, and you're like, oh, great, because there's some center in your brain that is really satisfied by drawing a bunch of connections between things that you're aware of, right? And like, oh, yeah, it turns out there's all this shit that makes a lot of sense. The end of the Dirk Gently books, you know, for instance, like, and the trouble is that you have to have experienced all of it before that works.
And then, like, something like 1601, which I did buy and read maybe four pages of, is that it's pop culture references, which I find really satisfying, obviously, but to pop culture that I'm not familiar with at all. So I keep looking like, okay, I guess the blind guy is supposed to be Daredevil, and maybe this dude with the graying sideburns is Mr. Fantastic, but... Yeah, I don't know. When DC has done stuff like that with writers that aren't as good as Neil Gaiman, and they're always really fun, but...
Did Neil Gaiman write 1601?
Yeah. I mean, DC did one with the Superman mythos set in, like, medieval England, and it was really cool. Probably not as good as 1601, but I'll never get it.
People asking if buff bots will be allowed into clan dungeons. Yeah. Dr. Van Mojo says, I understand you're not supposed to have multis in the same instance of any dungeon, but does that necessarily preclude communal accounts, for instance, clan bots, who are operated by multiple players ordinarily? Would those accounts be allowed in the dungeon if none of the players are in the dungeon? If one of them isn't in the dungeon? Not at all. That's a weird case, right? I mean, I would say that if... you know, if I say it's okay for Testudinata to go into a clan dungeon along with all of the people who run Testudinata, then am I implicitly saying that a clan of five people could create 10 clan buff bots that they then... Because that is clearly abuse, and so... Yeah. So, I mean, if... Yeah, that's basically... Like, so, yeah, sure. If... But, okay, so here's the problem, right? Like, let's say that Joe, Bob, and Bill, and Frank all run... Chode Bot or whatever.
Right, Chode Bot, yes.
And so it wasn't that I spent that long trying to think of the name Chode Bot or trying to make up the name Chode Bot. I was trying to figure out how to phrase what I was saying. What I don't want is for Joe, Bob, and Bill to go into the dungeon and then say, all right, well, Frank didn't go into the dungeon, so it's okay for us to run Chode Bot into the dungeon. It's not okay to run Chode Bot into the dungeon unless Frank is doing it, and Frank doesn't go into the dungeon. That's basically... Safest bet, just don't do it. Safest bet, just keep the accounts. I mean... Dream Thief says, hope you guys are having a great Memorial Day weekend. Have some beer. I'm having some beer right now. Ayumbara asks if my wife is enjoying Mars. Is the Phoenix Rover?
Yeah, the Phoenix Rover, okay, Rover just landed on Mars.
That makes sense. There's salt water on Mars and taffy shops.
Yeah, I watched two... one terrible movie about Mars and one decent, like, not half bad movie about Mars this weekend. So whenever we go to my wife's parents' house, we always end up parked in front of the TV, and they were showing Red Planet and Mission to Mars, which were the two Mars movies that came out within months of each other in 2000.
Right.
And Red Planet was just terrible.
That was the one that I saw, I think. Mm-hmm. It was the one with Tim Robbins.
It had the killer robot.
Or it was maybe Mission to Mars was the one that I saw.
Mission to Mars was the one that was kind of like 2001-ish, where they end up going into the face on Mars. And
okay, yeah. No, I did see Mission to Mars. Yeah.
It wasn't all right. Awful. It was 2001 all over again, but yeah. Red Planet was fucking terrible.
Was that the one with Val Kilmer?
It was entertaining, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I guess fucking terrible and starring Val Kilmer is... You're going to hit more often than you miss with that.
Tombstone was good.
Well, yeah, you got Tombstone and Real Genius.
Which I still have not seen. I know. The thing is, at this point...
By the time you see it, you're not going
to
like it.
So many people have told me that I need to see it. Because, oh, God, I can't believe you haven't seen that. Whereas, you know, I feel like if I hadn't... I mean, I wonder. I have to kind of believe that if I had not seen The Goonies until I was 30, that I probably would have still liked it. Because, you know... The awesome parts of dumb things are still awesome, and there are a lot of awesome parts of The Goonies. Like, no amount of bad acting makes the sort of organ made out of finger bones that opens a secret door not cool. Basically, what I'm learning about myself over the course of this radio show is any secret door that opens via you touching any part of a human is cool.
Right. Wow. That really explains why you put that doorknob in your office.
Yeah.
The one with the ball sack.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's not a secret door if it's just a door.
Right. So, yeah. It was really disconcerting when I discovered you had just cut a hole in the wall and hired some dude to put his nut sack through the hole.
Jay Rice says, like the stupid Riverman ending of Prince Caspian, CGI gag me.
I haven't seen Prince Caspian.
Yeah. I didn't see the first one, and...
Oh, and you didn't grow up Jesus-y, so you probably haven't read the Chronicles.
I have not read them, and yeah, it's like, what, you know, what... Has you read all of them?
Yeah. I mean, reading them through again, it's kind of... You're not missing all too much if you don't read them.
Yeah, I feel like I tried to read The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe a couple times, and I got bored before the...
The first one is really interesting, because it is kind of dark and bleak and sinister and weird, The Magician's Nephew, but once he hit The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, it just kind of got cute and allegorical.
Ashlyn says, but guys, secret passages do open when I squeeze boobs. You should know that, Jick, from the last time you visited Scully's mom. That isn't a secret passage.
Wait, how would...
it's not a secret once thousands of people know about it, man.
How would Jick know what works for Ashlyn by visiting my mom?
Yeah, yes. I was
confused. You've got pronoun problems, Ashlyn.
Putinesca says, starfish for hat rack?
Flowers for Algernon?
What I was gonna try to say was the thing from that joke about the Newton, like the how many Apple Newtons does it take to change a light bulb? I don't remember what the phrase is. Yeah, one for the lemons, axe gravy soup. Yeah. So that is my answer to starfish for hat rack, axe gravy soup. Meat Pants Moob says, will the price of brown plastic babies rise to the millions like other holiday items? I don't know, man.
Brown plastic babies?
I needed a plastic baby, man. I've seen brown ones, and there's pink ones and brown ones. I didn't write a description of it. I just left it the same. We'll do a yellow.
If you're a celebrity, you could adopt this. Let's just put a little, maybe like a little baby made not out of plastic, but you know, like some black viscous substance. You know, like maybe should be like made out of tar,
like a tar baby of some kind. Yeah. Though I don't think. I, as far as I am aware of it, Tar Baby, the origin of the Tar Baby was not racist at all.
Right.
That it was just a thing that you trick somebody to holding onto and they get stuck to it.
Right.
Right? Like...
Yeah, well, it's from one of the Uncle Rima stories, which I guess are racist in that they were written by a white guy with a pretty limited idea of what black people were like. But the story itself is just the wily old fox makes a figure out of tar, puts him by the side of the road, and Br'er Rabbit comes walking along and says hi to the tar baby who doesn't answer him, so he punches him, and then punches him again because his arm got stuck, and then kicks him, and then kicks him again, and then headbutts him. And I mean, there's not
a... He tries to have sex with
him.
While I'm here.
There's not a really good word... for that, except for Tar Baby, like a situation that you're stuck in and can't get out of that was entirely your fault.
Right.
But I guess people started calling black people Tar Babies because tar is also black. And then John McCain got in trouble for no good reason.
It didn't really amount to anything, though. Gleebs say... my wife says that I'm a racist. I didn't realize this, but Splash Mountain at Disney World is all Br'er Rabbit themed.
Right.
And it was actually... I did not expect Splash Mountain to consist of anything other than just the ride, right? And so it was like, it was a surprise that there was any animatronic stuff at all. That was also the one ride where there was a lot of broken animatronic stuff, which was very strange to see, because they're usually pretty careful about stuff like that.
Right.
But there were a lot of the figures in there that just... obviously weren't doing what they were supposed to be doing.
Huh.
And had no idea. It was cool though. Like all the like briar patch parts of it that are just like, you know, these immense thorny vines arcing over you. Like it was this cool looking stuff. I both love and hate Disney.
Yeah.
You know, nobody else is doing anything like that, right? You know, there just isn't anything else in the world that is like Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Right? But, like, you go there and it's like, you know, it's like $8 for, you know, some watered-down example of some culture's cuisine.
Right.
You know, that just doesn't, they don't want to offend anybody's sensibilities, so it just doesn't taste like anything.
Yeah. You know.
Our drinking tour of Epcot was harsh. I enjoyed it.
Did you go forward or backward?
We started in Mexico.
Okay. When we did it, we ended in Mexico, and that seemed to work pretty well.
Oh, yeah?
I split almost every drink with my wife instead of each of us having one. Oh. Which, that worked out much better. We were still both hammered.
Yeah. Phoenix and Hot Stuff were definitely underweight relative to me. The trouble was we got stuck drinking so many beers. There were so many places where our only option was a 20-ounce beer, which that you just can't do that. Like that gets bad in a hurry. But fucking Bud Light in the America. I made us drink Bud Light in the America section. It was just... at least it wasn't very alcoholic. And then because I gave the guys a tip in the Morocco area, mm-hmm. I'm like, you know, because like when people... They were like at a stand, right? It wasn't like I waited in line at a cafeteria kind of thing, because I didn't tip those people, but they were just, you know, they were like nice and they were there, so I was like, you know, had a couple bucks left, so I put a couple bucks down, and they were like, oh wow, nobody ever tips us. Here, give us those drinks back so we can pour some more rum into them. Like, God damn it, please.
Some Morocco. Yeah.
Could you take some rum out of it? Like, yes.
Morocco's where you just get the, like, date flavored milkshake or Slurpee.
The Sultan's Colada.
Right.
Yeah. And then afterwards we went in for a Sultan's Colonic.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a fairly, from what I hear, that would probably work for getting the alcohol into your bloodstream. It's a lot less pleasant.
Right, yeah.
Than drinking it. Did you hear about the, I can't decide if this is something that papers are reporting on as, wouldn't it be wild if a bunch of people were doing this, or if it's actually something a bunch of people are doing, but, like, lighting a shot on fire and then inhaling the fumes real quick so that you can, you know, like, essentially snorting alcohol to get it into your system quicker?
Would that even work? You're burning the ethanol out of it.
Yeah, I'm not sure how it goes, but something about snorting alcohol.
Oh, Ashland says there are two slots on the MCV that are not currently used. Yeah, okay. Glebe says, speaking of retconning new bosses for the MCD, you should alter the boss trophy to include Ed in the level 12 boss. That's actually probably true. However...
Right, there is an alcohol vaporizer on the market now.
I read about Metallica, like, injecting themselves with alcohol.
Apparently, one of the benefits of this, besides getting it into your system really quickly, is that you could pass a breathalyzer test.
Oh, because you don't have it. Right. You inhale it and you... Huh.
Through your nose.
That seems weird.
So, you know, whenever I'm drinking something, I always think, how can I get this up my nose?
Yeah. Yeah.
Anything that enables you to imbibe alcohol more quickly is probably a bad idea.
Yeah, it tends to be something that you really only see douchebags with, right? Like the beer bong, you know.
Shotgunning beers.
I have shotgunned a handful of beers in my life, but right. Typically ironically, right? Like,
the beer bong that I did in my life. I was 28 years old at somebody's house when Jess and I were both in college, and just like... Hey, I see you guys have a beer bong. I'm 28 years old and I've never done a beer bong. And it's just four of us hanging out. Did my beer bong. I'm like, well, that's a way to drink beer.
Yeah. I did one. It was actually when I was 18. It was when I was in the sort of dorm thing that I was in at U of I. And I didn't really... It allowed me to drink beer quickly, but not nearly as quickly as you're supposed to. Because I wasn't willing to just trust... you know, the fates to not drown me.
Right.
You know, so I couldn't exactly just open up my throat and just let the beer flow down into my stomach. It basically filled my cheeks up with beer, and little streams of beer started spraying off in both directions. And I did get an entire can of beer down in about three swallows. And so that's what it is. Yeah. Beer bong full of Everclear. It's a good way to kill a retard,
right?
Also sending them to Texas. Topical humor.
Ho-ho.
For the win. We were
easy now.
we listened to a fair amount of stand-up comedy while we were on the road trip. Mitch Hedberg CDs. Do you like Mitch Hedberg?
Oh yeah, yeah. Quite a bit.
Well, you used to before he died. What did he die of?
I think it was one of those where they were like, could be a suicide, could be drugs, we're not sure. And then I never saw the follow-up.
Huh. Uh, Apparently, his comedy featured short, sometimes one-liners and observational comedy mixed with absurd and paraprosdokian elements. The fuck does the word paraprosdokian mean?
I don't know. I can't even spell it.
A figure of speech in which the latter part of a sentence or phrase is surprising or unexpected in a way that causes the reader to listen, or the reader or listener to reframe the first part. It is frequently used for humorous or dramatic effect and sometimes producing an anti-climax. For this reason, it is extremely popular among comedians and satirists. If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the precipitate.
Right.
Where there's a will, I want to be in it. Take my wife, please. Okay. I never really understood that because I was not familiar enough with the, like, take the example of Rwanda.
Right.
As a sort of speech mechanism.
I think I first heard the subverted version of that, where somebody said, take my wife, for example. And then when I heard, take my wife, please, like, oh, I see. That's retroactively funny.
I've never seen him so sad or ever before. I suppose that the moment that I insist is the finest moment in the entire history of television, the we didn't see anything ever, is kind of an example of that. Paraprosdokian. That's a word that I'll never use. Even if a situation did come up where it would make sense for me to use it, I wouldn't want to be the guy that used that word.
Yeah. Like saying, wow, that woman certainly is Calipigian.
I remember when I learned that word is when I was working at the roadside assistance call center for a while, and this woman walked in, and a guy turned to me and he was like, do you know the meaning of the word Calipigian? And I said, does it mean possessed of a comically huge ass? And he said, yes it does. I was able to guess from context. Man, that woman had a big ass. A rectal eclipse. Ah, boy. There's still some. Okay, all right. Insinuate, explain the taking a shit song. I remember encountering that in a Mad magazine. One of those. It was like a really detailed drawing of a DJ at a radio station, and then like a bunch of like balloons pointing to different parts of the drawing with jokes about them. Wow, I have one of those sneezes that keeps fluttering around in my face. Octai says, I am a heron. I have a long neck and I pick fish out of the water with my beak. If you do not post this message 10 times, I will fly into your kitchen and make a mess of your kitchen. Any idea what that's all about?
No.
Dr. Rotel says, there appears to be a bug when cliching monsters. After the morph, the first attack always responds with you twiddle your thumbs. Possible. No one says, nah, you can turn that Facebook vampire crap off now. Really, there's a button like turn off vampire crap?
Now, somebody sent me a thing that said, you've just been shit on by a vampire. Do you want to become a vampire and start shitting on other people? I would totally do that, but...
Poop vampire.
Or you have been transformed into a blood-sucking turd. I think blood-sucking turd is what I'm going to start calling people who arouse my ire.
A bloody turd sucker. Do you think that's like a turd sucker that an Englishman doesn't like, or somebody who sucks exclusively on bloody turds?
I don't know.
I've never seen a bloody turd, and...
Never hope to see one. No, but I can tell you here and now, I'd rather see than be one.
Madromax says, to settle the issue once and for the next couple days, could you guys restate why you don't allow path to BM runs? Well, I mean, Bad Moon was already hard enough, and it was sort of just meant to be like a... I don't particularly care whether the oxygenarian game is balanced or whether the boosterarian game is balanced, you know.
Right.
Like, but Bad Moon was sort of a like, yeah, let's see what it's like to just play the game as though it were a single player game. And, you know, turned out pretty well. Gramp says, wow, you guys are pretty hardcore to be doing a show on Memorial Day. Either that or you really do have no lives. I mean, just weekends and holidays don't really mean anything to us.
Yeah.
And I would argue that's because we have lives rather than because we don't have lives. I mean,
yeah, I've done more work today than I did Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday.
Yeah. And I mean,
make of that what you will.
I went on a 3-week vacation that ended yesterday, so I didn't really feel, I didn't feel that great about taking Memorial Day off. Also, you know, we're not the fucking post office. We don't have to close on state holidays. And I gotta make people work on Christmas. But then again, I didn't make people work on Memorial Day. I was just like, hey, I'm gonna be here. You guys wanna work? And they're all like, yes! Hell yeah! They said it exactly like that. Boromacut 15 says, have you ever considered weapon fumble chance increasing with drunkenness? Yeah, you know, it's a thing that makes sense narratively, but it would be pretty cruel and pretty annoying. So, I could definitely see, like, you know, putting in a skill that was, like, stumble punch or whatever, that, you know, like, its chance of missing and its damage both went up with your drunkenness or whatever, like, that kind of thing, you know, like, yeah, that... Things that interact with your drunkenness level are interesting, but, like, fundamental game mechanics that rely on your drunkenness level are just a bad idea, because, you know, you're not really drunk. We're not encouraging drinking, you know, like, it's not... When you drink a martini in a game, it's really not, you know, it's not representative of an actual martini.
It is the platonic martini. Meaning you don't want to have sex with it.
Cyan220 says, hey Scully, were you pretty psyched/shocked that Whitney actually won America's Next Top Model?
Dude, I was so stoked that Whitney won America's Next Top Model. I don't know, like, as much as I enjoy watching that show, I don't harbor any illusions that people who win it get to do anything besides be in the next incarnation of the show as Remember This Girl from the last show. But, I don't know, it's kind of cool that a plus-size model won. And she probably has a better chance of getting work than the other girls who won, because she can go to Lane Bryant or whatnot. I thought she was by far the sexiest woman on the show. And that should probably be how they determine the winner.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure that you thought that any of the women on that show were sexy? Because I think watching that show is a pretty good... pretty good indication that you don't think that any woman is sexy, is what I'm getting at.
Yeah. There's nothing that says I'm gay more than I like to watch shows that feature beautiful women walking around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What else are we at?
Mr. Magnifico points out that that's not actually what Calipigian means. It means having a shapely ass, but still, I think that you could...
You could probably fudge it a little bit.
Riff says that he thinks the meaning has shifted a bit due to the proliferation of fat women calling themselves Calipigian in personal ads. And Mr. Mag said they probably also misuse the phrase begging the question in those ads, but the fact remains... That, yeah, it's weird that... It's weird that begging the question is just, like, 99% of the time that people use it, it's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and, you know, it's like, there needs to be a phrase that means what people think begging the question means.
See,
I say that prompts the question.
What does begging the question actually mean?
Begging the question as a logical fallacy is, like, just restating the premise, like... Or some like just a sort of content free rebuttal, because it's just a restatement of the original problem as far as I understand it. Like I said, I've never heard anyone actually use it. Let's see. Watertails says, "Whoa, neat!" Because Watertails is that surfing turtle from Finding Nemo.
Mm-hmm.
If you need a good Hobopolis release date, try the 13th. What's better than rolling it out on both Friday the 13th and my birthday?
I don't know. What is better than that?
GigaShadow555 says, from what I've heard, Iron Man is actually fairly accurate to the comic. Kind of hard to get Tony Stark wrong. Yeah. Istanbul says, you're given the opportunity to resurrect any author who has died in the last 2 years. Who do you choose and why them? I'm not aware of that many authors that have died in the last 2 years. Kurt Vonnegut died in the last 2 years. And I would, you know, but I wouldn't want to resurrect him because I think he was pretty much kind of wanted to die.
Right. And he.
Right, okay.
I see the Wheel of Time book, right?
Tortutite says, can we get a hint at next month's familiar? It will be a familiar.
Yeah.
It will have a number of legs. A Discworldian says, if you know Galactus and the more popular Marvel heroes, it's very good to enjoy. It's always good to enjoy.
Yeah.
That's what enjoy
I
means.
I recommend it.
GigaShadow says, Scully, you might enjoy Superman Red Sun if you haven't read it. Elseworld, where Superman lands in Soviet Russia instead of the U.S. Very popular and critically acclaimed.
I thought in Soviet Russia. Never mind.
Yeah. The Earth crashed into Krypton. They just send a regular guy to Krypton right before it gets destroyed. And the guy's like, what the fuck? Okay. The end. Because game over is how they end comic books. Drizzle says,
probably ended the comic book adaptation of Aliens.
Drizzle says, Mission to Mars was probably the worst movie ever. It wasn't that bad.
No. I've seen worse movies than that in the theaters this year. Or last year.
Captain Pillow says, any chance of new versions of old Mr. Store familiars, like the Elemental Fairies and new versions of the Crimbo Elf, or for that matter, the Pixie is a new version of the Crimbo Elf with additional effects?
Yeah. Or the Pixie is a mechanism for dropping absinthe bottles that needed to have a placeholder familiar action that we kind of drew out of a hat. I tend to reject the argument that the Pixie constitutes a reintroduction of a Mr. Store item.
Yeah.
Well, it's just like the Elfling, only it drops absinthe. Right.
Drizzle says, have you guys tried Jinkem? I have no idea what that is, man.
It's the mostly fictional drug that you get when you put a bunch of human waste in a bag and let it ferment for a week and then huff it.
Great idea.
It's turned up on Snopes a couple of times as, holy shit, are kids really doing this? And, no, not really.
That's great. yeah. Durdrum says, Breath of Fire 4 has a monster called Tar Baby and uses the same image palette shifted for one called Blue Balls. Breath of Fire 4 was obviously the most politically correct of the entire series. I don't think I ever played any of the Breath of Fire games.
No shit. Tortutite also says Song of the South is coming out on DVD.
Huh.
I would be very interested to see if they are going to try and edit it to the point where they're not embarrassed by it anymore, or if they're just going to put it out and be like, hey, Huckleberry Finn has the word nigger in it, come on.
I don't know anything about Song of the South.
I mean, it's got, like, the framing device is this guy, Uncle Remus, who tells stories to these two kids, and they live on a southern plantation, and Uncle Remus is the kind of happy-go-lucky black man who does chores around the house in exchange for food and lodging, and is encouraged not to run away. But, I mean, like, people say he's kind of a caricature of a black man being played by a black man, but as far as I remember, there wasn't anything horribly offensive about it. It's just that he is a slave who's basically pretty chill with the idea of being a slave.
Hmm.
But, yeah.
Josh the Maniac says, what do you think the worst movie of all time is? I don't know, man. The Hollow Man.
I don't think you can say, because there's, like, the worst movie of all time is probably something I would enjoy sitting through.
Yeah.
But the movie that I've least enjoyed watching of all time is Entirely Happiness. With How the Grinch Stole Christmas running close.
Yeah, you know what? I was angrier when I left the theater after Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy than I was after Hollow Man. Huh.
I really didn't have any problem with Hitchhiker's Guide.
Yeah, but that's because you're a faggot.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't know what good is. I mean, we've proven over and over again that you have no idea what good is, so...
I preferred the BBC version, but, like, it's like, okay, well, sucks that they ended it like that. Sucks that it wasn't closer to the book, but...
I don't even remember how it ended.
I kind of watched it, and it went in one ear and out the other.
I was seeing red. Captain Pillow says, you skipped over the main point of my question, which was that the way the elemental fairies are slight variants of the Crimbo Elf as well. Yeah, the Crimbo Elf, mechanically, pretty crappy as a Mr. Store item. Also, third Mr. Store item ever. So,
right.
You know, we didn't know what we were going to do with them, you know. The Crimbo Elf was very much not Ascension relevant because there was very much no such thing as Ascension.
Right.
So, you know, like, it's just... Yeah, like... You know, there are... As we continue to develop the game, we are probably going to continue to deprecate old Mr. Store items as we make things, you know, as we get the mudflation, you know, and there's not really any way around it, and I don't know that there's necessarily anything wrong with it. It's okay if we introduce content that deprecates a 4-year-old Mr. Store familiar that, you know, that at that point, its value is entirely in its rarity rather than its utility, right?
Right.
So it's just... That's okay. That's okay. You wanna duck out early? I think we've got we're out of questions and we've got.
Yeah, but I have to take issue with I Like Sour Apples saying Killer Clowns from Outer Space is the worst movie ever. Not only is it not the worst, like the least competently assembled movie ever, it's not the least entertaining movie ever either. Actually kind of awesome, and you're kind of wrong. Have you seen Killer Clowns from Outer Space?
I haven't.
It's fun. Definitely.
Is it? Who's in it? Isn't there somebody famous in it?
I think so.
Like George Clooney or something?
No, George... Like, wait. Bill Maher was in Amazon Women in the Avocado Jungle of Death or something, and George Clooney was in Attack of the Killer Tomatoes, maybe?
Okay, Attack of the Killer Tomatoes might be what I'm thinking about.
Attack of the Killer Tomato Clowns from Outer Space.
Christopher Titus was in Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Hmm.
Huh. I'm not seeing anybody else. I'm gonna duck out of here.
All right.
Well, kids, we'll see you Thursday. And,
I'll see you Tuesday.
Are you doing your show tomorrow?
Oh, next Tuesday. Not tomorrow.
We'll go out on the noob song, because it's in this directory. Right. Bye, kids.
On your noobs, 'cause I own you, like I own you, like put your heart and stuff right. I'm gonna give you some spanks, just like you're like Kyle, and you suck ass at all the games you try to play. 'Cause I own you, I own you, like put your heart and stuff right. Nice. Own you, I own you like you're like somebody's mom trying to play the games. I own you. Is that on? I don't think. I will own you. sometime. Maybe when we play the game. Noobs, I just like kinda wanna let you know that like I totally like bone like you. And you know, you may think that like maybe one day, like maybe I won't like anymore. But that's wrong. I'm always gonna own you, cause I'm the owner. It's just what I do. I own you like pretty hard stuff, right? Oh, you want some of that? You're someone's mom. Oh, you're begging for the mercy now. I'm gonna give you some thanks, cause you're a total noob and you'll suck ass at every game you try to play. I own all